So this is Todd Westra with the Leadership and Business Podcast, where CEOs and founders of mid-sized companies share their insights. It is 6 questions in 9 minutes because I respect the time of top CEOs and founders. So let's get to it. In a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Jesse Cole. I'm the founder of Fans First Entertainment and the owner of the Savannah Bananas baseball team. And we are the biggest circus-like baseball team you ever imagine, with dancing players, breakdancing first base coaches, and we have a party at our ballpark every single game.
Everyone imagines that at a baseball game.
Yes, it's not like a typical baseball game. Let's say that. Baseball is too long, too slow, and too boring for too many people, and we're changing that.
I couldn't agree more. I love what you're doing. So what is the question number 2? What is the best thing about being the CEO at your company?
It's the opportunity to do things you never thought imagined. You every day we are able to test things, try things, and experiment with things that if you're a regular employee, often you wouldn't be able to do that. So I'm able to work with young people who are fired up for our passion, our vision to change the game of baseball and test things constantly. So I think if you can go in every day on fire and fire to work, not to put out fires, but on fire, there's a big difference. Right, and every day right. I come in on fire to be able to change this game and create new and fun experiences for our fans and our people every day. And that's amazing.
Seriously, I love it. I love it. I watched some of your promo videos and I'm pretty pumped up about it. So I'm hearing from other, this is question number 3. I'm hearing from other top executives that keeping everyone on the same page, it can be challenging. What are your thoughts?
Clarity. Great leaders are repeatable. All right. How often are you repeating things over and over again? Many companies may have a mission or the core values, but do you actually have stories that back up those? Can your people repeat your mission and core values? Our Fans First way, everyone on our staff can say over and over and over again. The name of our company is Fans First Entertainment. Our mission is Fans First, Entertain Always. Every answer that we have, every question that we have, we ask, is it fans first? And our ultimate vision to change the game of baseball. But how do we do that? We have to be fans first. We got to solve the problems for our fans every single day and create an amazing experience. Our people can say that. Whenever we ask, are we going to do that? They say, is it fans first? Are we entertaining always? And so you have to be clear so that when you're not there, that your team can execute on that vision every single day when you're not around.
Well, you just spoke my entire company message. I mean, that's all I do, man. That is so cool. All right. So that kind of leads into our question number 4. What piece of advice or insight would you give to other executives?
What makes you different? It's one of the easiest and hardest questions in the world. And I think very few people can answer that. If you really want to make a difference with your business, whatever you're doing, you got to start with what are your differences. Everyone tries to be just a little bit better, a little faster, a little cheaper, a little easier. Well, that's not different. What makes you the only? And every day we talk to ourselves, we question ourselves, what are the ones that only ones doing that in our industry? And so we start there. Whatever's normal, do the exact opposite. We need more different. We need more unique. We need more people that are standing out and making a difference. And so we ask that. That's why we look at the game, or the way we treat our fans, the way we treat our people, saying, is this like everyone else or is this special? Is this remarkable? Because we need people that are willing to share the stories of what we're doing. That spreads and that creates even more fans. So what makes you different? You better have a good answer.
I absolutely love it. That's about as good of advice as you can give, I think. Man, so many leaders get stale out there, don't they? And they just kind of forget what they're doing.
Well, you get focused on your competitors. Compete against yourself. I never think about for us that we're focused on all these other sports teams out there. Like, we're competing against ourselves every day to get a little bit better. And so that's the real game that we're playing. Yes, are our competitors, you know, Amazon, and are they the Ritz-Carlton, people that have great experiences? They're not in our industry. That's just trying to be the best that we can be. And so I think you have to look at that and not just try to get a little bit better. Don't focus on short-term revenues. Focus on long-term fans. And if you ask that question over and over again, it'll help you be a better company, a better leader, and give purpose to everyone that you work with every single day. And that's what we're fighting for.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. All right. So question number 5, what other successful CEOs or founders like yourself would you acknowledge as an effective leader and should be on my podcast?
All right. Well, if this podcast was about 150 years ago, I would say get P.T. Barnum on your podcast. There was no bigger showman than P.T. Barnum, and he knew how to attract people and get them excited about a brand. If your podcast is about 75 years old, I would say get Walt Disney on your show. He's amazing. His vision is unlike anything else. Those are my two biggest mentors. Now, when I look at the mentors of today, Howard Schultz, for his vision, his ability to reinvent. I look at even young people like Brian Chesky and what he's doing with Airbnb. Right. You know, obviously, there's so many leaders, and there's the big ones that we all know, but I often think about, you know, what are those small businesses, those people that start from nothing and create something right. really special? Those are right. the entrepreneurs that I look up to, and I have hundreds of those. We read a book. We actually pay our people to read in our office. We have the Better Book Club. And so we have hundreds of books in our office. We have a library at our stadium, which is not normal for a baseball stadium, but reading is everything. And when I started the industry, I had no direct mentors. I had to read every book I could. And so we've made that part of our culture. And I would say there's so many that we just find different books and say, wow, we pick some up here. We pick some up here. And now we read as a group as well. Our whole group comes together. And so, I mean, there are so many mentors from the people at Southwest Airlines that we were just reading about to even small craft breweries like BrewDog that are doing things no one's ever seen in the craft brew industry. Those are the people that we look up to. So good luck trying to find an answer for me on that. But hundreds of people, anybody that's doing something special and unique.
Love it.
Their story.
Love it. I love it. Now for the final fun question. Question number six. Tell me about your first hire.
I've never been asked that question. And I'm supposed to go rapid fire here, and I've never been asked that question. All right. It was intern. It was the intern class of 2007 in Gastonia, North Carolina, when I was a general manager of 23 years old over the worst team in the entire country. And I don't remember that first hire. And that's unfortunate. So this is the worst answer I could possibly give. I think, you know, it's interesting.
Tell me about your funnest hire or your most important hire.
Oh, in more ways than one, my wife, Emily, who became our director of fun for our team in Gastonia, then became our part owner, and then somehow said yes to me in a yellow tuxedo proposing in front of a sold out crowd on our field. And I will say this about Emily. She is the heart of our team. And we say, love your customers more than you love your product, but love your people even more than you love your customers. And that started from Emily, who had an unbelievable family, who she takes care of everyone. And she's the heart of our culture, how we do everything. She's the best hire. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world to be able to be married to her every single day. So that's an easy one.
Dude, that is probably the best answer you could give. not many people. I have had it happen one at a time where they said their best hire ended up becoming their wife. So, that's super cool.
And not only just, I'm so fortunate that I get to work with her every day, but I think behind every great entrepreneur is a great husband or wife and someone that supports right. every single day that's there for them. It sounds like such an easy thing, but it's rare. And she's been there to support me in this huge vision to change the game and make a difference in millions of people's life. And I think I couldn't be the luckiest guy in the world. And if any entrepreneur wants advice, find that, but not right. only find that, be that person to your spouse, your significant other. Be that support because it goes unbelievably far in the difference that you're trying to make.
You know what? I couldn't agree more. And thank goodness for my partner and wife. She is absolutely amazing and supports me in everything I do. So for some reason, she follows me around doing whatever I think I need to be doing at that moment. So that is fantastic. Well, you've got about 60 seconds. Any more shameless plug you want to plug in there? You want to just end this off?
No shameless plug, but on the back of our Fans First playbook that we give out to our players, our staff, everyone on our team, it says, be patient in what you want for yourself, but be impatient in how much you give to others. Give more to others. Send a thank you note today. Send a video to someone that you're thinking about them. Let people know that they've made an impact in your life, and it'll make an amazing impact on your life.
I'm going to put that as the tagline for this interview, and I appreciate your time so much, Jesse. Thank you so much for joining us today on this podcast.
And thanks for the rapid fire podcast. Loved it, my friend.